Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing. Everybody, we're here today again, live on BBS Radio, unless you're here in an archive, and I guess we're still live. We're live to you anyway. So today's our Friday show. It's paranormal, so if you have an experience that is paranormal, by all means, call in. Maybe you had a visitation or something, or maybe you had a car pop next to you, a pop-up on the road when you're driving, or maybe somebody disappeared before your eyes, or somebody showed up. So anything paranormal or ghost-related would be good tonight for a topic. And we'll see if Carrie's on. So, uh-oh, it says audio, double echo. Maybe Don could check that out, see what's going on. So we'll see if you're echoing. So, how you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing okay. I'm just loading the fast chat right now. Well, hi, everybody. Good evening. Welcome Friday night on BBS. We're on Station 2 tonight. So let's have a look. It is the 24th of August, Friday, 2012. Wow, I swear, this year has gone by in a blink. I know I keep saying it, but it's just getting more unbelievable how fast time is whizzing by. I guess that's pretty paranormal in itself. So, phone numbers for Station 2, if somebody could type them in, because I am fast chat handicapped always. For some reason, it won't let me type in. So, let's see. Station 2 play button has the phone numbers right under there on the radio, bbsradio.com/creationlightship page. So, toll free for the U.S. and Canada, that number is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471, and if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, you can do the country code and then area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. So, all right, my fast chat's loaded now. Let's have a look. Up. You know what's been happening to me a lot this week, and I don't know if it's the heat or what, but my computer is so slow this week. Just scrolling down here, trying to refresh the fast chat. So, Ron, while I'm doing that, what do you have up your sleeve for tonight? Anything in particular?
I don't know. We could do something maybe different. Let's see here.
Liz is wondering if any entities attached to her on Tuesday.
Yeah, there's about, I get maybe about 15 of them.
What happened to you on Tuesday, Liz?
Yeah, it feels like they're kind of wearing a suit or something, a dark suit or something like that. I don't know.
A business meeting, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see what she has to say there. Let's see here.
Got a ghost feeling while shopping on Tuesday, she says. Oh, so you went shopping. So I wonder if people bumped into you or you just walked through somewhere. Huh.
Maybe she walked through a timeline and it crossed over into hers, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to see if I can do anything different tonight. We'll put you in your body properly, so let's do that here. So we're going to take you out and in again. Oh, boy. Here we go. Coming out and in. So hopefully you feel a little better right now. And you could have been crooked. Let's bring you in through your feet to give you some more energy into your body. Remember, your spirit, because we don't communicate with it that much, doesn't want to be here, so it doesn't like going past the waist, typically, okay? And so it kind of only goes in halfway because it wants to get out quicker. I don't know what that would mean, but that's kind of the way it feels. So here we go. I'm going to put you in through your feet to give you more healing. So here we go. I'm going to come out of your body and out of your head, let's say, and come into your feet. So I'll use the word in and out to do that. Oh, boy. So in and out, 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 and in. So just see how you feel there. And possibly you might feel your legs getting tingles, your warmth, and that happens when that happens. So that you're connecting more with who you, with your body, with your spirit. So back to you, Terry.
Okay, and I'm pretty sure we had a beep just then. Has somebody called into the show?
Yes, Marie in California.
Hi, did you say Marie?
Marie, yes.
Hi, Marie.
Hello, Carrie. Hello, Ron. This is the newbie in California.
Well, welcome.
I just would like to, I'm going to post my question to you, and then I'll listen online, I mean off of the phone.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with ghosts or anything. I know tonight's topic is paranormal stuff, but I would like to know, because I'm still moving through and understanding the creation lightship. Recently, a few days ago, my sister had a hypertensive hemorrhage. And she was on a ventilator for a couple of days, and she's at home now as of yesterday. And right in those moments, how do you cope with the anxiety, the tension, the helpless feelings? You know, in the past, I was brought up through Catholicism. And how do you cope with that atmosphere of helplessness when, you know, well, if you pray to the, you know, the aliens feed off of that? And so I was like, where do I turn? What do I do? And then my mother is here with me from New Orleans, and she twisted her ankle or something, but it was, we went to the ER, and it was swollen, but, you know, no broken bones or anything like that. But it's, you know, it's like it's been one hill after the other over the last, you know, practically most of this year. But I would like to know how to combat that feeling of helplessness. What do you do in those instances when
the mind to heart drop? That's one thing. You know, you've heard us do that. We'll do that in a minute here. And then also do the Be Here Now clearing on the website. That will help you get back here.
Okay.
So those two are very useful. So the Be Here Now, if you haven't done it before, and I'm sure we got some information on the website on the top someplace, maybe that might actually do that clearing, the mind to heart drop. But here we go. So you have to command your spirit, naturally, to help you out. So everybody that you know, or I would imagine anybody out there, even if they don't know about CLS, and you don't even mention it to them, just say, gee, I found this new way of becoming more heart-centered. And they'd probably go, oh, say, what do you mean? What's that? And then you could describe it to them, and from there just go on and do the clearing. So you have to command your spirit, first of all, to drop your thoughts that you have in your head into your heart. And then you don't have any more thoughts, and you become peaceful. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down, and your spirit's going to do this for you because we're commanding your spirit. And you have to command your spirit. All healings are a command, so you have to command your spirit to do this. Here we go. Taking your thoughts from your head into your heart, so dropping down. So 10, like an elevator dropping. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 9876543 2 and 1. And 10 9876543 2 and 1. So now you should feel much better. And that will start you off having peace energy.
Okay.
As far as like your mother having a twisted ankle, and if you were going to the hospital, right away you're going to have every and anything there that dealt with maybe an ankle or foot problem attached to you. And that also includes amputated body parts and entities that maybe are hobbling around. Maybe they died or they just like the hospital setting, so they go there too. So right away, by having a twisted ankle, having a problem with your body, going to a hospital or a doctor's office, and I'm not saying these are bad. I'm just saying that this is where these things people go to when they want to have somebody look at that situation that you're dealing with, and maybe even an operation or something. So automatically you're going to be drawing things to you that you may not like. So that would be entities. So let's do an entity clearing to help people out. Here we go. So 1, 2, getting rid of entities, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, so do some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And if you don't have an ankle problem, anybody, just think of a situation that you're dealing with that has maybe pain in your body or something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100 entities are released from you. You may have a lot more, but that's kind of a start. So from there, kind of see how you are feeling. Let's get rid of pain
like
energy
now.
Remember, entities can bring pain too. Here we go. Mm-hmm. So releasing pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Okay. There we go. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And then I had a couple of other thoughts, Ron, that might help Marie and her family. Can we, and I think we can, but I want to check with you, can we command the mind of our body to start healing certain parts of us? Does that help it to do that?
Yes, I'm sure you could talk to it and command it. Yeah, that would probably work, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and then the other thing would be I now increase my life force energy would probably help.
Yes, that would help too, yes, uh-huh. So,
Marie, are you still on the line, Marie?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, great. So do you know that exercise? Do you want to go over that one,
yes.
Ron?
Yeah.
Yes.
What you can do if you wish to sample the energy, you don't have to do this, but a lot of people like to see that it works because they may not feel anything with energy inside of their body and naturally you're thinking about mental stuff. But what you do is you just put your hands facing each other, your palms facing each other, and move them in slowly. In front of yourself, and basically somewhere you're going to find where the energy feels like you're compressing a ball or a spring, like two magnets out of the same pole kind of repelling each other, and that could be typically body width down to a couple of inches. So just do it really slow and just don't use your mind, just kind of let your body tell you, and then you just say a little saying out loud here, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And when you say that, move your hands further apart and come in again. And you're going to find that your hands are a little bit further apart. And then do it again and again. And maybe after 10 times, I'm sure after 10 times you're going to be body width. But typically after about 4 to 5 times, it should be body width for you. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it together in unison, everybody. So you want to say it out loud. Remember, everything that you do has to be out loud. Otherwise, you're in the mental realm. That's where you don't want to be. So here we go.
Okay.
I now increase my life force energy. And sample, see if your hands move further apart. And say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And further apart again. Check them. I now increase my life force energy. And I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay? And it should be body width now. And from there, you should feel a lot better. It'll help you kind of like the mind to heart drop. And it'll increase your body energy.
Okay.
And from your spirit, it'll bring more of your spirit with you. And
okay.
You can also now command the mind of the body to do some healing work with you, indicate where you have a problem.
Okay.
And that can
Thank
help
you,
you out.
Okay.
So anything else? We can see if anybody else has any suggestions. If your sister or whoever is in the hospital, you may want to get on and do the space clearing to get rid of stuff out of the room. That might be very
mm-hmm.
beneficial, too. We'll see if anybody else comments
on
what to do in a hospital setting
mm-hmm.
Or after you get out of the hospital, what to do
mm-hmm.
To help yourself out. So,
hey,
were you about to say something,
great.
Marie?
Thank you. I was just, she's home now from the hospital recovering, and but I appreciate the information, so now I can, you know, cope better with these things when they have these challenges, because I'm the only one in the family that is semi or stable, you know. So it takes its toll on me after a while, but I will reinforce this information so that I can be present.
Yeah, and also entities are a big one. Whenever you have a condition going on, entities do come in because they have that similar problem. And, you know, that's one thing that you want to get out is entities.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't know, Marie, what
mm-hmm.
funds you have, but, of course, the body jumpstart would be great for your sister. That does include the whole lifetime mind of the body clearing. We were talking about the mind of the body just a moment ago, and it's got the blood and circulatory clearing within it.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's had this hemorrhage, then I would imagine that would be really beneficial. And then, well, all the clearings, there's the infection body in there, the magnetic twisted body alignment, and the body systems rejuvenation. So,
okay.
I'm sure that would give her a major boost to do that clearing. Mm-hmm. With your mother, I was just thinking if she is accident-prone, and I don't know that she is, but if she's just hurt her ankle, there is the recurring events and problematic situation, barcode removal. I don't know if that would help, Ron. What do you think? You probably can tune in and see if that's going on or not.
Well, it's hard to say. It feels like the leg was, like, stress-related. That's kind of what I pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's accident-prone, but maybe just kind of stress-related is what I'm picking up here.
Okay. But before I hang up, I do want to acknowledge that my sister has listened online to the free sampling of the drop The heart drop. She's listened to that a few times, and I tell you, her incident, I believe, would have been more severe had she not. She really feels the impact of the chakras when you do that, you know, when she listens. And it really made a difference, I believe, before, you know, when she had this challenge last Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
So thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. And I'll listen from the internet. Thank you.
Okay, dope.
Thanks for calling, Marie.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. So Ron Q has a question. You've done quite a bit of reference to and clearing of entities, and Q is wondering, should all ghosts be sent away?
Yes. A lot of the ones from the past, a couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago, got released, the ones that were waiting in the graveyard for Jesus to come. So those got all released. So if you go to a graveyard, you won't feel any energy. I just happened to go by one and found one yesterday that I didn't even know existed.
Oh, wow.
And it was probably maybe the middle 1800s, and it was quite something, but it just looked like regular land, you know. So that was quite something.
See,
I mean, they didn't have any real fancy, you know, headstones. Just, you know, it was very, you know, plus it was off the road about 300 feet or something, and just had a few markers there, and it looked like regular land, where normally before you would feel, you'd look there and you'd see something, and you'd know there's energy there. Now that there was nothing there, so that was great. So, the entities since that time, the people who passed on, are probably still around. So I don't know what to do with that. I'll just let them hang out. We'll just see what happens, because there's so many people that are dying each day that, you know, we got rid of tons of them versus a handful or, you know, a thimble full, so it won't make much of a difference. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Liz is just wondering if her 15 entities are gone. She thinks they might have had something to do with the pair of jeans that she found.
Ah, so yeah, very possibly. But they do look like they're gone now.
Oh, good. Okay, great. So Israel has a question about a dream. He said he says he woke up in a dream, and he thought he was awake, but he was still dreaming and didn't realize it until he really woke up. And he's wondering what your take on that might be, Ron.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting. So it feels like the timeline, that you're living the timeline in reality. That's what it feels like. So your reality was the timeline of the dream. And then you had to get switched back here. That's what I would have to take on. Is anybody out there? I know that people are commenting about maybe being a little more stressful right now, and maybe glitches on the timelines, not feeling like things are flowing smoothly. That's kind of what I'm picking up, and people are starting to see more of those numbers again on the dates, you know, on the time, on the clock. They're putting forth more of that mind-controlled number patterning. So you may start to see numbers all the time, or at least, you know, you're only seeing them because the darkness wants to make sure that they have you hooked up to certain numbers or similar numbers, which is what they're controlling you by. So they put a program in you. We'll say they put a program in and they say, well, we'll have this person see 1010 and to validate this program. Now, somebody else could be seeing 1010 also, but it could be a different program. It all depends what alien race, you know, is doing what they want to you, these unwanted universal travelers, the youths. So that's what's happening now, I think, and people may be feeling a little more stressful because the timelines are getting very strong and you're starting to now feel more energies happening. And we had a couple of shootings, basically. I think there's one today in New York. I heard about or saw on Yahoo Messenger. So the people are being controlled more, and maybe their anger and fears coming out from the past. Either way, it's probably a control medium, and that's what's happening. So back to you, Carrie. Oh, and they even talked about the thing, I was listening to the radio, and they're talking about how if you kind of draw parallels here, like with the shooting that happened today, and wasn't there another one a couple of weeks ago someplace?
Yeah.
And now they're talking about the military in Afghanistan. I don't know what the guy actually said. Somebody from the military, a spokesperson, said that, you know, 25% of the men, I think, are being shot at or something. I don't know what it was, but it's a very similar thing about people striking out. Probably the timeline controlling them, but they're very concerned about that situation because the groups, the Afghanistan people that are probably being trained by the U.S. forces, this is my take on it, I think they were saying maybe 25% of them are actually going to cause harm or something. You know, I thought it might be a couple percent, but 25 is a lot. And you know that when they say a big figure like that, that it's probably much worse. So, yeah. But anyway, but that's another thing happening. You know, people lashing back at someone else for no reason whatsoever. But anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I just wanted to read a couple of things that I believe people typed in for Marie and her family. Matt was reminding us about the shrink wrap to do that. Of course, that goes for any situation where we're out around people, but extra especially if we're having to go into a hospital. And Janice is saying, when I'm 100% in my body, I start to gag the entities out. And Jeff is replying, entities are getting smothered out, can't breathe in the light, Janice. So what would you say about that, Ron? If we do the I Now Increase My Life Force Energy and we get more spirit into our body, or what we have in it spread out into more of our body, so to speak, would that push any entities out?
Oh, yeah. They will leave you as more light comes in. So that's a very good thing to do is to, you know, when you do that clearing or that invoking more of your spirit, entities leave. And normally they don't leave at all, but they do leave when you bring in more of your spirit energy. So that what I'm trying to say is if you just ask your spirit to come in more stronger, it may not do it. But when you do this clearing, it comes in and the entities leave. Sometimes by commanding your spirit into you, the entities are stronger and they won't give up their space, but this clearing seems to do it. And, it's very good.
Okay. And Cheryl is pointing out, that sick people like to cord and drain people's energy. So to get on the cording calls and then the entity calls, that you do, Ron, during the week. And if you are not familiar with those, they're on Tuesday through Friday. Let's see, courting, which is which day? I'm drawing a blank here as I try and say
that. Yeah, that's the first day, which is Monday.
You mean Tuesday.
Courting. I have a message sent to me. It says, the U.S. military was witnessed turning on itself, shooting each other, was on the news in Afghanistan.
Yikes.
Well, that's you'd have to look that up to make sure that's correct, but that's what just got sent to me by one of our listeners here. So it's kind of the same thing. Something's going on out there, okay? And that's why you want to do the mind a heart drop to get yourself extricated from these energies that could cause you harm. So that sounds like self-sabotage in a sense here. And doesn't sound very good. Boy. Anyway, there's a lot that we probably, that's probably between the lines there, what's going on. Very possibly, I would look at that and I would say, well, if they're doing that, what you have is a some kind of psychic attack. Could say the word voodoo or something, where the mind energy, possibly the people that don't like the U.S. soldiers are doing some type of spell on them to cause them to maybe see something that may look like the enemy in their friends, and they shoot them. I'm trying to say that very carefully here. That's what it feels like to me. So there's something going on there on a psychic realm. That's what I would pick up. Wow. So what clearing, if we could talk to the military and they were listening, what clearing do you think would work well for that, to help the soldiers so that they're more conscious? I guess the Be Here Now one would probably be the best one to do. I'm trying to think here. They're being probably entered by entities, making the entities do that. So you right away may have entities coming into those people. So I'd say probably those two is what you'd want to do. I have a lot of energy around me here, so I must have some viewers watching or trying to get some help or something. So
are they trying to say something? They trying to say something, or are they just listening?
They're probably asking for help, so I don't know what I can do to help them. So that's kind of what I pick up.
Are they military remote viewers?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, do you want to see if maybe there's a timeline crash they would like people to do for them or something? Maybe we can get a few people doing that.
Yeah, that might work, a timeline crash for the soldiers over there to get them off of those timelines. That would be a good one.
Okay, so if anyone wants to put that clearing up, what would we type in, Ron? Do you know what the wording would be?
What's that again, Carrie?
What would the wording be for anybody that would like to put that up right now?
Yeah, I would say just to do something where you want to indicate that it would be the soldiers in Afghanistan.
Okay.
That they get off of alternate timelines that are turning them against their help, you know, the people around them or something. I don't have the exact phrase here, but that would, something like that, I'm sure.
Okay.
Whatever's to the point would probably help.
So soldiers in Afghanistan dealing with self-sabotage?
Yeah. I think they're giving them a fake vision, and they're seeing a hologram of other soldiers looking like the enemy. That's what it is. So the aliens are superimposing that over the other soldiers. So, yeah. That's what I see is happening. We'll do it right now.
Okay.
So here we go. Timeline crash to help out the soldiers over there. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And that should help them.
Are there more to do, Ron, or should people not worry about that situation now? Ed has typed in that it's they're turning on the troops, training them. So I guess maybe it's superiors and lower-ranking troops getting trained or something.
Yeah.
Does that feel right?
Yeah. Well, what I do is timeline crashes. So do that, and then we got the somebody commented the Earth protection. That could help getting rid of some energies that are coming in here. That is one way to look at it. I think the timeline crashing for those soldiers would be good to extricate them from timelines. You know, the other people, I don't know, you know, that could be entities. So, you know, it goes all different directions.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, yeah, like Tom says, it is a heavy, it's very, very heavy. So, back to you.
All right. Anything else you need to do with the remote viewers, or are they happy now?
They're better. They're better. So the soldiers may be seeing, you know, false visions on timelines, the ones that are doing that, I think. Alien attack for human transmissions. That might be good to do also. On a timeline crash.
I'm just thinking also, Ron, I don't know if this will be too rock and roll-y for you, but you can say no, but since this is fighting and killing and all that, the trauma level is going to be really high, and I'm wondering if there should be a space-time crash for this one for the soldiers.
Yeah, we could do a space-time. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we could probably switch gears here.
Okay.
Kind of get out of this energy a little bit. It is
sure
pretty thick.
Okay.
Well, let's bring in some peace energy, everybody. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. There we go. So, Carrie, what do we do next here?
Okay. I'm going to give the phone numbers out. We have about 10 minutes left. There's not a lot of questions on the fast chat tonight. A lot of comments and people talking about what's going on here. Heal is wondering about entities of people who hate us being in, I guess, in their country. I think that's what you're saying, Heal. Being in Afghanistan, the entities of people. So I guess people who've died in Afghanistan who don't like us being there,
The emotional bodies could hop into those soldiers and control them, making them do things that it's actually controlling the soldiers. The entities do that. So an entity clearing would be good. Let me see here. Let's do that here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 9, and 10. And I'll do some more here. This is all mind control stuff that we're dealing with here, you know, everybody. So this is what we try to get rid of, is these unwanted universal travelers from messing our lives up. So here we go again, getting rid of entities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh boy, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should help them out somewhat here until the next batch comes in. So looks like we can do some water charging, people. And this will be for peaceful, restful sleep. Unless you're just waking up or something and you have to go to work and you want to be energized. So this is your choice here. So get a glass of water. We'll do that in a couple of minutes here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. Let's have a look here. I'm scanning for questions, and I'm not seeing any. If I've missed anybody's question, would you type it in again? Because I think I may. I don't know if I've missed one or not. Well, while everybody's getting their water, I just want to remind you all that there is another Sunday left on this month's intensive, this weekend. Day after tomorrow, that's the 8-hour intensive that Ron does, where he clears out the invisible alien, energetic alien life forms from us, and we're on the light ship for the day, or absentee if you aren't able to be on the phone for all or part of Sunday. So anything else you want to add to that, Ron, while everyone's getting their water?
No, that's basically that's it. And, you know, we have calls, weekly calls, which is very nice, so you may want to get on those, too. We do cording releases. Remember, on the show, so we do a lot of decording, so cording are how people think of you. They maybe, you know, if you have a good-looking face, you're going to be corded in your face. If you have a good-looking body, they'll cord your body or body parts, we'll say. Not being too personal here. So that's what they do, and people cord you. So that's on Mondays, getting that stuff off of you. And then on, let me think here. Or is that Tuesday? That's Tuesday. Yeah, that's a Tuesday call. And then Wednesday we do water activation for the whole week. So you get maybe a half gallon to a gallon of water for each day. That's that call. And then on Thursdays, it's our big night where we get rid of your replicas, the ones that look like you and taste and smell and everything else, and we get those out of your space. So this is your replicas that we release, and they can cause problems. All these calls sound about the same, but there's different things going on. And then the call tonight, we did it with entities. So as you... If you do 1 week of these calls, you should feel better after that, I'm sure, because you're going to be having a lot of stuff released from you. That's what we do. It's starting at 5:30 California time, Pacific time. So I guess everybody has your water, so we'll do some water for everybody. Here we go. Hold it in your hand. We're bringing the dolphins from the light ship. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here it comes stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, that water is completed, so enjoy that. And I yawn because I'm releasing negative energy from you people. Runs through my body, and some of it gets, you know, stuck a little bit, so I got to release it. And somebody's asking Michael O'Ron, did you see the movie Hammer of the Gods? No? Is that on Netflix, I wonder? Hammer of the Gods. I'll have to check that one out, see if it's on Netflix. So, everybody, our
that was
show
the question
is coming
I
to
missed.
Close fairly quick here. Let's bring in some peace energy for everybody. So here it comes. So one, two, I've got it again. So that's all the negativity that people are having as you're getting peace. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And my next expo will be in Los Angeles, October 5th, I believe. And then after that, that should be a Friday, the first week end in October. And then I believe the 19th is the New York event, New Life Expo. So it's Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. If you're interested in maybe work to stay, there's a travel lodge there, I think. You can send me an email if you're interested in coming to that one. And there is a discount, which I don't know what it is yet, at the Hilton, but the travel lodge is less. I think it's maybe $60 a night versus maybe $100 or so at the Hilton. And then from there, in New York, we'll be at the in Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel, a block away from Penn Station. And that starts on the 19th. And we'll have a workshop, I believe, probably after that, and maybe one before. I'm not sure yet. It's still being set up. So we'll have a wonderful time there, everybody. So if you're on the two coasts here and you want to come, you can. And we'll be there with Light Infusion Chamber in both locations. So anything you want to add, Carrie?
No, if you haven't come, come. Just get a day pass. Don't worry about all the other lectures. Probably get hit over the head with something by somebody for saying that because there's so many people who give talks at these things. But if you just come, all of Ron's lectures and workshops are always free. So you just need a day pass. That's usually pretty inexpensive. And I don't know if you know yet what days you're talking, Ron. I know that that's all sort of in the works at the moment, but when the websites get updated, you can look and see. Sometimes you don't have something every day, so you can maybe just come 2 days. And then in between the lectures and workshops, you can spend lots of time in the Light Infusion Chamber and get tons of healing done that way. And Ron is, when he's not at a lecture, he's at his booth, and you can hang out with Ron, which is a lot of fun, and ask all the questions that Kathy and Ann and I don't have time to get to on the fast chat in the chat rooms on the various shows. Or if you haven't called in. So it's a nice way to spend some time with Ron and get to know what a light being is really like. Right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. So, yeah, we're still putting together the events here, so we'll know shortly here, maybe in a week or so. So I'm trying to get a special event workshop in New York. We'll see what happens with that. It might be maybe, 2 to 3 hours in length, possibly Saturday, but I haven't had the promoter call me yet. So anyway, we're trying to check that out. So everybody, we'll see you later, and we'll know more of the different events and when they are, probably in about a week or so. So blessings, everybody. We'll see you later, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everyone.
Night-night. Thanks, Ron.